What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled The Passport Bros Cost Me Hundreds of Dollars, Tons of Paperwork, and Delayed My Immigration to Colombia by Several Months. So, I'm back here in America after coming home from Colombia and San Cristobal. I went down there for a week during the election. As you guys know, I knew that Donald Trump was going to win thanks to insider information from a black ops specialist in Ukraine. The next big war is going to be in Iran. In fact, Trump is already saying that it's the Iranians who tried to assassinate me. So it's woefully obvious that Iran is going to be next. That's going to be the big war. He's going to finish off Ukraine in February, maybe March. I actually contacted my lawyer in Ukraine and he told me that if I want to get the residency for Ukraine, I need to come before the war is over. You know, the reason why it's so easy to get the Ukrainian residency is because during this time of war, you can register as a volunteer. They're not going to throw you on the front lines or anything like that, guys, okay? You just volunteer at a soup kitchen, and that's all you really need to get your residency permit for Ukraine. So my lawyer is like, dude, you gotta come here to Ukraine before the war is over. I'm hoping to stabilize the truck here in Florida. Unfortunately, the location we're at, like right now, sucks. That's why I'm able to do these videos for you guys. I'm honestly thinking of like selling the truck and then taking that money, investing it in Colombia, get the permit. This is why I'm actually making this video regarding how the Passport Bros fucked me over, which, like I said in a past video, leave it to the Kushites to fuck up the unfuckable. Kushite is a dirty term by us Jews that refers to black people in a negative way. So let's get right into this video, how the Passport Bro movement fucked me over. So, for me to get a residency in Colombia, I need to have a FBI background check. Now, in the past, they did not require FBI background checks, but since the Passport Bro movement became a thing, it's unofficial, okay? Meaning that officially it's not part of the law to have a FBI background check to get residency in Colombia, but the entity that is responsible for issuing residency permits, by the way, I'm getting the Nomad visa for Colombia. The Nomad visa is going to give me a Colombian identity. It's not going to give me residency, it's not going to give me citizenship. But in case things go bad here in America, at least I'll be able to legally stay in Colombia. And as a Colombian resident, I'll have access to their bank system. I'll have access to their healthcare. So worst case scenario, I need to have that Nomad visa in case I'm going to end up living in Colombia because it's just better in Colombia, guys. That's really the bottom line. It's just better for me to be in Colombia than being here, you know? Like, sitting here at a truck, not doing anything at all because people are broke, we're in a bad location. Like, honestly, dudes, at this point, America is a total waste of my life at this point, okay? America is 100% total waste of my life and your life. Unless you got luck and you're able to make, like, fuck you money, America is, like, a total waste. And this is why I wanted to get that Nomad visa so I can start living in Colombia, but because the Kushites fucked up the unfuckable. So here's the problem, okay, guys? So like I said, the FBI background check is not part of the law to get the Nomad visa. However, the entity responsible for issuing the Nomad visa, they can pretty much request whatever they want from you. So, word up is that 90% of applicants for the Nomad visa from America, they need a FBI background check. Trust and believe that 10% who don't need it are probably woman. The other 90% being men, we need an FBI background check because of what the passport bros did. Now, as you guys probably know by now, the passport bros, they slept with underage women. Probably underage guys as well, forget women, because some of these passport bros are on the down low. They just did a lot of nigger shit. That's pretty much what they did. If you guys remember, I did a video in Cartagena a couple of weeks ago saying the passport bros fucked up so bad in Colombia that they actually did a good thing, because in Cartagena, prostitutes and criminals, they were running rampant and the government really didn't care. So once the black people came in and all of a sudden prostitutes and criminals were literally out in the open murdering people and shit like that, the Colombian government had no choice but to actually crack down on criminals and criminal activities, and that was a good thing. Now, I'm not upset at the Colombian government for requiring FBI background checks. I mean, after all, let's be honest, you know, most black people here in America would not pass an FBI background check. So in a way, I do applaud the Colombian government for taking that initiative and requiring FBI background checks for Americans. This is why, you know, a lot of black people are no longer going to Colombia. They're going over to Kenya because a retarded 20-year-old kid who used to cut hair in Texas for $2.99 told them that Kenya is the best place for black people, even though it's probably the worst place for anybody is Kenya right now. But that same retarded kid was also telling them a year ago that Colombia is Disneyland. You can walk around, do whatever you want. If there's a girl you like, you just grab her, take her back to your place. And the Colombian authorities, because of that one single retarded kid, they're now requiring all of us Americans to get an FBI background check if we want to have residency of any sort in Colombia. So here is the problem with the FBI background check I have. Number one, it's a multi-step process. It's a multi-step process. It's a multi-payment process. It's a multi-wait time process, okay? Okay, for starters, I need to pay $18 to the FBI to issue me a FBI background check, aka my identity report, aka my rap sheet. Then I need to go to a post office, pay $50 to get my fingerprints scanned, and then the FBI will send me over my FBI background check. So right off the bat, guys, we're out, what, 20 plus 50? We're out $70 right off the bat just to get an FBI background check from the FBI. Now, after that, it needs to be apostilled, okay? Now, apostilled has nothing to do with upholstery, okay? Apostilled means that the information in the FBI background check, it needs to be certified by the U.S. Department of State. So, once I get my FBI background check, I then have to mail it over, priority mail, of course. I have to mail it over to the U.S. Department of State, pay them $20, and of course, give them a return envelope, because, you know, they're not going to pay to return the apostilled sheet back to me. So, every USPS priority envelope is $10. So, $10 to send it to them, $10 to send it back to me, $20 goes to the U.S. Department of State to apostille the FBI background check. So that's $40. So 40 plus 70, we are already out $110, right? Now, this is not where it ends. It actually gets worse than this, and I'm going to tell you why. You see, After I get the background check and get it apostilled from the U.S. Department of State, I need to get it translated from English to Spanish. That's going to cost $70, and it has to be done at a government-sanctioned location, okay? It can't be your friend, you know, Miguel, doing the translation, okay? And to prove to you that, it needs to be apostilled again for the translation. So you're going to pay some entity to translate the FBI background check into Spanish. That's $70 right there. And then you're going to pay another entity, another $70+ to have the background check, the translation certified to be accurate. So right off the bat, guys, we're looking at almost $300 to get an FBI background check to the Colombian authorities. Now, the wait time, guys, is probably going to be a couple of months, okay? Because you're sending shit, you're requesting information from DC, then you are going to wait a couple of weeks, because we all know the government ain't efficient, and then you're going to shit. Then you're going to ship that information back to another department in DC, and you got to wait for them, okay? So just getting my information from the U.S. government is probably going to take 6 weeks. That's a month and a half. And then for me to send them over to get apostilled, to get them translated and then apostilled, that's probably going to be another 2 to 3 weeks minimum. So right off the bat, guys, I'm not going to be able to apply for my visa, my nomad visa, for probably another 3 months because of the passport bro movement, okay? See, this is why I tell you guys, you don't want to hang around black people, because they're gonna bring you down, okay? It's just part of their DNA. They can't help it. It's who they are. You know, same thing with Arabs. Don't get me wrong. Arabs are not any better than black people. In fact, I would actually say Arabs are worse, simply because Arabs are a little bit higher IQ than black people. So they can be a little bit more problematic, you know? With black people, worst case scenario, are they gonna do, like, rob your sneakers, shit like that? Just don't live in a black neighborhood. Mission accomplished, you know. With Arabs, they tend to give you more problems. This is why I don't go to Arab countries in particular or Muslim countries in general. You know, I get a lot of people who say, yo, Amr, you should go to Dubai, you should go to Malaysia. No, no, no. I want to have absolutely nothing to do with Muslims in general, Arabs in particular, okay? I'd probably rather live with black people than live with Arab Muslims, okay? And that's really, really bad, okay? And this is why I go to Latin America. This is why I go to white people country in Europe. This is why I don't mind going to freaking Asia. But yeah, when it comes to Arab countries, Muslim countries, no thank you, you know? So today we gotta be speaking about the fact that black people are problematic, okay? And again, Arab people are not much better, okay? See, there's a reason why Arabs are being genocided in the Middle East right now. It's because it's time for them to go, okay? Arabs no longer have any benefit for mankind. Therefore, they're being genocided, okay? Same thing with black people, you know? You decent black dudes out there, don't get with black women. Let the black race die. Hey, I'm part black too. Do you see me getting with black women? Now, I got the Afro-Colombiana, but the Afro-Colombiana, you know, she has some white blood in her. You know, she has straight hair, so that's okay. But am I gonna get with a 100% black woman? Absolutely not. Am I gonna get with another Arab woman? Absolutely not. Let the black race die out. they are no longer useful to humanity. Just let that race die out. That's a humane thing you can do for Arabs and Muslims. Just let them die out. And if that means you have to like genocide them, which is happening to the Arabs as we speak, hey, there's mercy in genocide. For example, all those fucking kids and women who were shot in the head by the IDF, guess where they are? They're going to heaven, right? Because, first of all, if you kill kids, if kids die, they get to automatically go to heaven simply because they don't have an account for kids. You know, God, they don't have an account with God yet. So imagine you're a kid, you're fucking 4 years old, you get shot in the head. Yeah, it's tragic. But you get a one-way ticket to Jannah, right? Now, imagine you're that same kid, you know, fucking 15 years later, you're 20, and you're doing what most Arabs do, which is fucking kufr, and you end up dying, you're gonna go to hell. So would you rather be a four-year-old kid who gets tragically shot in the head and end up in heaven, or do you want to die in a fucking gangbang shootout as a 20-year-old and go to hell for doing kufr shit, you know, like drinking alcohol, shit like that, right? So, yeah. So there is mercy in genocide, you know. Just like they euthanize animals, we should be euthanizing people, okay? Same thing with blacks, same thing with Arabs. Now, I'm not going to go as far as to say you should go out and, like, kill black people and Arab people. While you're at it, you know, you can go after Indians too, you know. But just let those races die out, guys. Like, stop breeding with Arabs. Stop breeding with blacks. Stop breeding with Indian people. Just let that race die out, okay? You got white people, you got Asian people, you got Latin people, you know, just let the Arab and black race die out. If you can do the same thing with the Indian race, that would be good as well. But at the end of the day, Indians, you know, they shit in the street, but unlike black people, they're not gonna fuck shit up. Unlike Arabs, they're not fucking malicious and just plain bad people, you know. And another thing to keep in mind, guys, is that in Islam, you can still have slaves in Islam, by the way, guys, okay? If you guys probably took notice, my beard is nice and trim. It's black. Guys, I got my beard trimmed and colored in Medellin. Guess how much I got this beard trimmed for, cleaned up, colored? 20 pesos. That's exactly $5. Guys, for me to get the dye at Walmart is $11, okay? In Colombia, for half that amount, the guy spent almost 45 minutes working on this in Colombia, okay, guys? So it's actually cheaper for me to hop on a plane, go to Colombia, get my beard trimmed down there than it is for me to actually do it myself here in America. Because again, you go to Walmart, get the beard dye, it's $11, okay? So, anyways, going back to what I was telling you, in Islam, slavery is still permissible in Islam. Now, there are restrictions on slavery, okay, guys? When you have slaves in Islam, they eat the food you eat, and they wear the clothes that you wear. In other words, you can't be wearing Louis Vuitton and eating a filet mignon while your slaves are out there eating grass and wearing fucking 25-year-old clothing, you know. In other words, you have to take care of your slaves, okay? A lot of Muslims, especially Muslims apologists, they say, oh yeah, we Muslims freed the black man. I'm going to tell you the Nagasaki Hiroshima reason why the Prophet Muhammad freed the black man. Now, the Prophet Muhammad, being a prophet of God, he obviously has the ability to see the future, okay? And the Prophet Muhammad said, if you know what I know about the future, you're going to laugh little and you're going to cry a lot. The Prophet Muhammad knew eventually black people are going to be a problem. That's why he let the black man become free in the Arabian Peninsula 1400 years ago. There are no black people in the Arab world, okay, guys? And the very few black people in the Arab world, they're 100% integrated into Arab society. There is no Ebonics. There is no, it's my culture, dog. No. Like, Arab blacks, dude, they're Arab. You guys take Myron Gaines. Myron Gaines is a perfect example, okay? Myron Gaines is an Arab black man, okay? And as you guys know, I met Myron Gaines in person at Donovan Sharp's convention a couple of years ago, okay? Myron Gaines is fluent in Arabic. As far as the Arab world is concerned, Myron Gaines ain't black. He's Arab, okay? So, Myron Gaines, he uses the word nigger like he has a trademark patent on it. That's his way as an Arab black man talking shit about you niggers out there. And you guys love him for it, you know? It's like, look, black men, Myron Gaines ain't one of you. He ain't on your side. When he says nigger this, nigger that, it's not because he likes you. It's not because he's one of you, dog. He is actually low-key disrespecting you. Now, the good thing about me, Amr Metwali, is I just come out and say it to your face. I tell you, listen, black men, you need to go the way of the dodo bird, okay? You decent black men out there, get with non-black women. Don't get with Arabs. Don't get with Indians. You got fucking Asians. You got white women. You got fucking Latinas. There's no need for you to get with Arabs and Indians. They motherfuckers, they too need to go, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, I'm looking at myself in the camera right now, and I'm really happy with the way I look. I mean, if you guys watched one of my last videos when I was here in America before I went down to Medellin, you know, I got some whites coming out. Obviously, I did this like 10 days ago, so yeah, the white is gonna grow out. But damn, look at my hair too. They didn't dye my hair. I dye my hair myself. I go to Walmart and I get the thing for $10. And I just go like this. I don't dye the whole hair because I'm lazy. So I just get that thing from Walmart and I put it on my finger. And I just go like this with it, you know, to cover up the gray that you're going to see. But other than that, guys, you know, like, I'm really happy with the way I look right about now. I need to cover up this gray later on, but that's later on. This video's been going on for well over 25 minutes. I ain't got no customer here. So, like I said, dudes, in all likelihood, guys, I'm probably going to move to Colombia at this point. I'm going to put the truck up for sale for $45,000. If I get $40,000 for the truck, I'm happy. For me to get the Colombian investor visa, it's going to cost me $30,000. That $30,000 is the investment. That's not me giving the Colombian government $30,000, okay? That's pretty much me investing that money in Colombia, you know? So once I accumulate about $35,000, I can invest that money in Colombia and I'll get my residency in Colombia. And I'll be able to start a business over there. It's just that here in America, dudes, it's just that, again, people are broke. We are in a horrible location where we are. And honestly, dudes, I just don't feel like running after money. I don't feel like taking the truck, going from one location to one location like some sort of fucking Bedouin, you know, fuck that shit, dude. I'm not doing what the gypsies do. Go from location to location, hoping to make some money. You know, fuck that shit, dude. I'd much rather be in a good place in Colombia and just make my money there rather than, you know... There really is no reason to suffer, sacrifice, and struggle to be here in America, dudes. And that's what my future videos are going to be about, okay? A lot of you guys out there are needlessly and quite frankly, pointlessly struggling, sacrificing, and suffering here in America. And you really don't have to, dudes. You really don't, okay? Whether it's money, whether it's woman. Like, fucking, I got 3 bitches in fucking Colombia, dudes, you know? Here in America, you can't even get a girl to look at you unless you're fucking, a movie star, or you got like $1 billion in the bank account, right? But in Colombia, you're decent looking. Yeah, you can get bitches in Colombia, dudes, okay? So, again, you know, the only good thing about America is making that money and just using it overseas, you know? If I was gonna do all this over again, guys, I would have become a trucker, made a good $50,000, retired from trucking, invested that money in Colombia, and boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka, I'd be living in Colombia. That would have been my game plan had I known that having a food truck was not gonna be this successful. And it's not because our food is bad. Our food is fucking awesome. It's just that, we're in a bad location, okay? And again, I'm not gonna fucking be a gypsy or a Bedouin Arab and go from one location to another location hoping to find, you know, people to sell to. You know, I can be in fucking Colombia right now, living the good life. I could be in El Centro. I could be in a fuck you location right now. It's just gonna come down to having the money. That's what I'm saying, you know. Tomorrow, God willing, I'll probably clean up the truck a little bit, and then I will take it out, and then I'll put it up for sale. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna put the truck for sale. Like I said, I'm gonna put it up for $45,000. If I get $40,000, I'll be happy, and I'm just gonna take that money, and go live in Colombia, dudes. There's really no reason for me to be here in America. There's no reason for me to be here in America, okay, man? I mean, I've said it in another video, and I'm gonna say it again, dudes. In Colombia or even in Mexico, first of all, you're paying $15 a day to employees, not an hour. Secondly, rent is literally no more than 20% of the rent here in America. Okay? So if you're paying $5,000 for a location here in America, that same location in Mexico or Colombia probably would be $1,000, you know? So right off the bat, you're saving in labor, you're saving in lease, you know, operating expenses. And the thing is, you sell food at pretty much the same price as you do here in America. When I was in San Cristobal, Mexico, they got Burger King over there. They were selling a Whopper meal for 220 pesos. Which is $11, you know. First thing I did when I came back from Lauderdale Airport and I hopped in my car, I went to Burger King and saw how much they're selling a Whopper meal for. They're selling a Whopper meal for about $12. So imagine selling food in Mexico or Colombia for pretty much the same price you do here in America in dollars. But you're paying $15 a day, not an hour, and your rent is probably 20-25% or even less than what the rent would be here in America, dudes. I mean, there really is no reason for me to be here. There's really no reason for me to be here, you know? Like I said, unless you got lucky or, you know, you came from money like back in the 80s or the 90s and you're established for the past 30 plus years... You know, if you're like me, you're young, or you're starting over, or you just never got lucky, just forget America, dudes. Just forget it. If I was you guys, I would become a trucker, save up $50,000, go to Colombia. You can get yourself an investor visa in Colombia, $35,000. It's actually more like $30,000 because our currency is getting a little bit better compared to the Colombian pesos. And that will go toward your business. You know, that's not you giving the Colombian government $35,000. No, that's money that you can use in your business. It's just that you have to have all that money up front. You know, you just can't say, well, you know, I'm going to put $5,000 this week. Next week, I'm going to put another $400. You know, week 20, I'm going to put in $1,000. No, if you want that investor visa, guys, you have to transfer $35,000 from America, put it in a Colombian bank account, and then use that money to fund your company. That's how you get the visa, okay? You just can't say, well, I'm going to do $1,000 this week, $500 the second week, you know, maybe $2,000 on week 8. No, you need the full $35,000 all at once if you want to get the investor visa, okay, guys? So, yeah. Again, other than money and time, passport bureaus really haven't set me back bad. But yeah, I just had to make this video, guys, to let you know that, the Kushites have fucked up the unfuckable. And, you know, the county we live in, we don't live in a homeowners association. What we have is that we have a very, very strict county where they send out vehicles every day to look at your property. And if they see something they don't like, you know, they're going to give you a warning. If you don't comply, they're going to fine you. Then they're going to take you to court. And eventually, they're probably going to take your house, put you in prison, shit like that. This is why in our neighborhood, black people don't live in our neighborhood, okay? Because if you go to any black person neighborhood, you know what's up. Grass ain't mowed. They got fucking half a dozen cars on cylinder blocks, you know. They're always throwing some sort of party in the front lawn, you know. So, again, we don't live in a homeowners association, but our county, they ain't dumb, man. They know. If they're not strict on how your house is maintained from the outside, black people will move on in and they will literally destroy our neighborhood, you know. I've been living in the same neighborhood for 43 years, okay, guys? All my life, I've been living in the same neighborhood. I probably saw no more than 2 black families in our entire neighborhood, okay? In our entire neighborhood in 45 years, going on 45 years, I've only seen 2 black families, okay? What does that tell you, dude? That tells you you've got to keep black people out. And again, I'm not talking about, oh, their skin color is black, they're too melanated. I'm talking about that nigger culture, okay? I'm not talking about skin color. I could care less about skin color, okay, guys? I'm talking about the nigger culture. And you guys know what the fuck I'm talking about when I say nigger culture. That's what you gotta keep out. That's what's gonna fuck you over if you associate with it in any form or way. That's really what I'm trying to get at. So, yeah, guys, I'm definitely sold on Colombia. This is the pita chips I was telling you guys about. I'm probably gonna sell these on Amazon. So these pita chips over here, guys, we used to do our own pita chips on the food truck, but that's labor intensive. So we found a co-packer. A co-packer, for those of you who don't know, is a manufacturing food facility that does food to your specifications. So instead of me sitting here in the truck fucking 10 hours to do like, you know, a couple of pounds of pita chips, this factory can do it for me a lot quicker, a lot cheaper than I ever will on my own. So I'm probably gonna put that on Amazon. I already have my Amazon tea up there. I got my baklava up there, guys. So when you guys buy baklava, I personally make it and I ship it to you guys. But like I said, I'm thinking if I go to Colombia, what I'm gonna do, guys, because this stuff has a shelf life of several months, okay, guys? So I can, and this thing is cheap too, okay? So I can send this shit to Amazon, you know, even if it doesn't sell after a couple of months, you know, just throw it in the garbage can. That's what Amazon does. I'm not losing any, you know, I'm gonna lose what, you know, a couple of dollars, you know, it's not that big of a deal. But yeah, man, at the end of the day, dudes, really, in all honesty, man, America is getting worse and worse. People just don't have money. And Trump, he's not gonna do shit, okay, guys? Only thing Trump really is gonna do is he's gonna end the war in Ukraine so we can have the big war with Iran. And that's probably gonna happen by summertime. And I'll be making a video about that in particular soon. So, yeah, guys, that's my video for today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And we'll see you in the next one. Peace.